points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
You got to be very careful, because the Camp Nicolet kids kick everybody's ass. All right, checking in at...
number five.
Oh, the 2020 Democrats want to be president. There's just no end to them. It's as far as the eye can see.
They keep coming.
You could fill up the United Center right now with the number of people who are doing it.
How many are we up to?
5 million. The former Secretary of State, however, and former First Lady, Hillary Clinton, has ruled herself out.
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. I want to be sure that people understand. I'm going to keep speaking out. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in our country? The kinds of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, we've gotten into really opposing camps, unlike anything I've ever seen in my adult life.
Who was the person in back who was going along with her? Was that like her friend who was also having a Brandy Alexander with her?
She gave some interview. We got to figure out who it was, too. But
Channel 12 in News.
New York.
It's in...
Long Island, is it? Or
no,
is
up
it?
In...
upstate.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure
where they
out.
Live. Near Chappaqua.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that county is.
Well...
anyway, it was like a local TV station up there.
Hmm.
But it did sound like somebody was like having cocktails with her, like having a glass of wine. I was like, all right, I'm going to turn the camera on now, and you just tell us how you feel.
The president has already tweeted about it. Confirmed Hillary says she will not run in 2020, rules out a third bid for White House. Aw, shocks. Does that mean I won't get to run against her again? She'll be sorely missed. Exclamation point. There you go. He saw that same interview, too.
Such a troll.
Number four.
Former White House lawyer Ty Cobb called Robert Mueller an American hero in an interview on ABC's The Investigation podcast. Cobb says that Mueller is a class act.
What do you think of Bob Mueller?
I think Bob Mueller is an American hero. I think Bob Mueller is a guy that, even though he came from an arguably privileged background, has a backbone of steel. He walked into a firefight in Vietnam to pull out one of his injured colleagues and was appropriately honored for that. I've known him for 30 years as a prosecutor and a friend, and I think the world of Bob Mueller.
Now, listen to this. This is where it gets really interesting. And I remind you, this is the president's former lawyer. The lawyer for the president.
I think it'd be disingenuous to suggest that the president doesn't need a better HR team. And that, some of the people that have been chosen and put in significant roles have not performed as he may have hoped.
I don't think he had any hope for it. He just flies by the seat of his pants. Oh, this is a good idea. And then next thing you know, it doesn't work out. Wow.
Like Manafort? You think? Is that on the
Cohen,
list?
Cohen, Manafort, Corey Lewandowski, who is just the human embodiment of anger. Mm-hmm. That's all he is. He's totally. Like wide-eyed, spitting anger. It's like
he does. He spits venom.
Right.
When he talks.
Right. I was watching him last night on Chris Cuomo, and it was like he just is angry at all times. He's always in up to 11, and he's mad, and everything's intense, and you're just waiting for a vein to pop or an eyeball to go shooting across the room
between the two of them.
Right. Right. Well, that's Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo looks like a statue of anger of intensity. He actually looks like the human embodiment of steroids, is what he looks like. But the
steroid man.
Any minute now, Chris Cuomo is going to start a show. Hello, brothers. Welcome to the show.
He's in great shape.
Yes. Just ask him. But it was a weird group. I think what we're going to learn about this whole era in American history was this is what happens when you get people who didn't come up through the political system. I can argue, oh, look what the political system has gotten us. Well, I don't know. If you go outside, here's my take on this. People who are like, this country really sucks. Those are people who have never been to another country. I dare you to go to any other country. I don't care how great or wonderful or industrialized or fantastic, fabulous any other country is. You cannot wait to get home and have McDonald's. Right? That is true. So before we start tearing the whole place down because we're frustrated because we've been trained up by many different elements in the vast universe of American electronic media to hate each other because that sells, you know, more, I guess, walk-in bathtubs. I don't know. But whatever it does, if that is where we, if that's where you sit, you might want to rethink it. Because it's kind of goofy. But this is where my point is. This is from a group of people who just, that was their whole intent, was to blow things up. And they'd never really done any of this before. And then they were all fighting with each other because they're all sort of angry. Imagine putting 13 angry people in a room trying to get one solution out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, let's check in. Kim Gordon, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Ro, a teen's been injured after a hit and run on the southwest side this afternoon.
It's a backcourt battle as the Bulls look to polish off the Pacers in Indy. Bulls-Pacers tonight at 6 on WGN-TV Sports.
Top 5-5 continues. We've worked our way to
number 3.
Adam Pac-Man Jones, the troubled former NFL star. More trouble. He was at a Southern Indiana casino. And he got accused of capping his bets, which means that as they were paying out the bets, he was sliding more chips onto the table to make it seem as though he had bet more than he had, so he'd be paid out more than he had.
Hmm.
Should have been.
Don't they have surveillance everywhere in casinos?
Yes! And that's the problem for Pac-Man Jones. They went to the videotape. There was all of a sudden, here's Gene Sternator. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, that works.
That guy. Sitting up in the booth going, now, you see, notice now, here's Pac-Man. He's sliding the chips forward as the camera is moving. And as you'll notice, here's the dealer moving from left to right.
Maybe he was hoping it was like the NFL. They can't really tell when a foul has occurred or when any issue has happened.
Then he was arrested on 8 criminal charges, including felony intimidation, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, felony battery against police. This is going to get him thrown right out of the game.
I'm telling you that. Hey, what's my charge, bro? I'm asking you out right now, what's my charge?
Disorderly conduct and disorderly conduct.
What? Two misdemeanor charges.
I expect you to be out of jail.
How about that? You understand that? You locking niggas up just to get some charges. Yeah. I hope you die tomorrow. You ain't even ask me what the f*** happened. Did you ask me what happened? No, the f*** you did.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones. Mr. Pac-Man Jones.
Can you watch the language, please?
Sorry.
Can you stop threatening the officer, maybe? His life.
Officer Vibeats over here feels very bad that you said he should die tomorrow. So we would really like you to stop using that kind of language.
This guy's been in and out of trouble his entire career and somehow has been able to play for 13 seasons or whatever it is.
Yeah. Shouldn't be over now.
He's probably done. He played 7 games last year for the Broncos last year. This is probably the end of the road for Pac-Man in the NFL. I'd say this might put a...
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the kind of language that really is very upsetting. All right, we're just going to go and leave you here because you said that we should die tomorrow. And we don't want to upset you, Mr. Jones.
Who thinks that that's going to help them in an arrest situation?
Well, it's 3 in the morning, and you might have been drinking a little bit, too. So,
Why does alcohol always take it on the chin? Why is it always alcohol's fault?
Number 2.
Oh, boy.
The trailer for the final season of Game of Thrones debuted today.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
There are a lot of clues, or are there, in this? Let's take a listen.
I know death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
Everything you did brought you where you are now. Where you belong. Home.
They're coming.
Oh, no.
Our enemy doesn't tire. Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel.
That's right, Jon Snow.
I promise to fight.
But who are they coming for?
Where's Sansa?
I intend to keep that promise.
Is Cersei going to survive?
Where's the Queen of Dragons? the mother of dragons. I don't know. Whatever she is.
She is. We know who she is.
What was she on? She was on the Oscars or something.
Yes. Totally looked different.
Right.
Didn't
and you're
she?
Like,
with
who
brown
is
hair.
That?
And you're like, wait, she looks familiar.
Have you ever heard those stories that when the series first started in England, mm-hmm. they would all hang out together. They all became very good friends. As a matter of fact,
Jon Snow
married, you know, one of his co-stars.
Sure.
Right? So they were in a bar. And they were all sitting around a table, and they wanted to get a picture of the cast, so they asked the one person they didn't recognize at the table to take the picture, and it was her! It was the star of the show, because she does not have the big, she wasn't wearing the big blonde wig!
No, she's got brown hair.
Right, not the mother of dragons. And they were like, oh, you could, excuse me, would you mind taking the picture of me and my meats? You're what? Alright, and finally.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel has his own thoughts about the presidential campaign. Fox News sent debate questions to Donald Trump before the actual debate is a story that is running here. What Jimmy, what are your thoughts?
Remember when Trump attacked Hillary for getting questions early for a town hall? Oh, he was so indignant. Basically, everything Trump has accused her of doing, he turns out to have done himself. I wouldn't be surprised if we find out he had sex with Bill Clinton. I really wouldn't.
Ew. You know what? That's something you just can't get out of your head.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like that scene from Escape at Dannemora. Same thing. You just never get it out of your head. Let's close it up.
The top five at five.